Hey, Steinbeck, let's talk about the real estate market in March 2024. What's going on? How many sales there were? How many active listings? MOI, which is a month of inventory, and what does that mean to the value of your house with the average prices and the days on the market? So, showing 12 sales in March, there were 13 in February and 11 in January. 40 active listings, that leaves you at 3.3 MOI, and that does include new builds, so that's a pretty good MOI. Your 0 to 4 months is a seller's market, 4 to 6 months is a balanced market, beyond 6 months is a buyer's market. So when you include the new builds in there, that's you're in a pretty good seller's market. 385 is the average selling price of the 12 homes that sold. Currently, we're sitting on the year out of the 36 homes that sold at 372,000 is the average selling price. Now, out of those 12 homes, it's showing 28 days as the average for sales. Numbers sales wise, we're down a little bit from last year. 18 active listings were about the same at 40, and so things are a little bit about the same. Prices have gone up a little bit as we're taking a look at what the average prices were. You see the prices were a little higher on all 3 months going through January, February, March. So what real estate related questions do you have? If you're a buyer, we'll look at a specific type of house you're looking to buy. We'll do comparable data on comparable type of houses and can show you exactly what you should be paying for that house. Same thing if you're a seller, you can do the comparable data and look at exactly what you should be selling that house for and how much you should get for it and how long it should take to sell. I want to thank you for watching. If you have any real estate related questions, reach out to us. We'd love to have a conversation and hope you're getting out and enjoying the beautiful weather. Have a great day, everyone.